Chapter 3.
Hey.
Capítulo 3, papi. Welcome to the Grease Trap. I'm Adam Cantrell, and sitting to my left, Dalton the Sizzler Sipes.
What up?
How was your week, man?
Good, dude. I got a little bit of stuff that happened to me in between the last one and now.
It's been a short window this time. We're recording on a Monday. We've been doing the Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's a little short week. I went to Walmart today. All right, good start. I walk in there. I just need like two things. So I don't even grab a cart. Walk past the registers as I'm getting up to like the home goods section right there, right? I see this little baby. Like, literally probably just old enough to walk.
Sounds hot.
And he comes around the corner, and the mom is pushing a cart behind said baby and is not looking and waxes that baby, dude. And I swear to God, got a little bit of airtime and then slid across the floor.
Oh, shit.
Baby immediately gets up and is like, fine. Yeah. I mean, it actually didn't cry. I think there was just like enough stimulus in there.
It was just like, bitch.
It like got up and like ran to look at something. But yeah, I had been in Walmart for maybe 45 seconds and just saw this baby get smeared across the ground.
And like, whenever little things like that happen, it's like a reality. Like, wait, that didn't.
I know, dude. Yeah, yeah.
I get really bad about. When things like that happen, I just like, oh, like, I don't know.
So is this real? I'm definitely thinking about it, but I just keep on trucking.
Yeah.
That's not what I need to be dealing with. I'm not going to stop and ask that mom how she feels about hitting her baby.
Excuse me, miss.
Hey, did you realize you weren't looking and you washed your baby?
The needle's still hanging out of your arm.
But yeah, so that was the highlight of my day today. I couldn't believe that. It was like, yeah, it was surreal. Just a really
weird
thing.
That would be fun.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, it was good. And then, man, I'm just packed. The reason we're doing it on Monday, I'm going to Florida. We do a little disc golf tournament with the boys. So we're headed to Orlando, which is in Central Florida. And
is it Central?
It is Orlando, Central Florida.
I guess I didn't realize that. I thought it was more south.
And so we call the Orlando one the Central Orlando Championship, right? Okay. And then we do one there a year, and then we do the other one, another one here in Cincy, and that's the Cincinnati Ohio Classic.
That's so cool. I like
right.
That.
So we got it's the COC, right? That's the tournament that we're playing, the Central Orlando Championship and the Cincinnati Ohio Classic.
That's hilarious.
And I don't think you've ever seen this, so this is a good time to show it to you. So there's five of us that play in it, and depending on where you finish up in the most recent one, this is a thing in the disc golf world. They're called bag tags. As hilarious as that name is.
Yeah.
But it's a tag you put on your bag, and it has the number rank that you are, right? So we've been doing these for a few years now, twice a year, and I think during the second one, we had our own bag tags made. And so I have number 2 right now. And I don't know if y'all can see.
Damn,
that
looks familiar.
But they increase and decrease in length.
Oh, that's
as
cool.
So five.
Wait, is that number 2?
It's number 2. So the chode, which is number 5, is literally like that big.
That's
dude.
Crazy. Uh-huh. That should be bigger.
But yeah,
too.
That's what we play for.
That's awesome. And you guys just exchange in real time.
Yep, at the end. But yeah, these are. That's how we
You guys
we do
got
that.
Shirts or anything?
No, the
you
only
should if you're doing
the only other thing we have is. Like Kevin's a big Lord of the Rings fan, so there's a specific disc that has like the ring design on it.
Okay,
and whoever is the winner
gets
to keep that for the
one disc to
and you can choose to throw it or you know not whatever you want to do with it. But
you imagine losing it? Would you guys be butthurt if you did?
It's sure, but it's not the kind of disc you're going to be flinging long range to where you're going to. Lose it. It's not a very commonly lost disc.
And I imagine it's probably easy to just buy another one.
Yeah, and you just get it dyed. That's how you get that design on it. So it's not all that complicated. But yeah, so that's why
fun, dude.
That's why we're doing the episode early, and I'll be there for pretty much a week.
Better
so.
Get some sick content.
Dude,
sick content. I'm trying to think, man. I don't have anything that exciting coming up. I got Keister weekends coming up.
Yeah, I'll be there for on Easter.
I don't have Good Friday off this year, which means I don't get to celebrate Bad Thursday. It's the first year I haven't celebrated Bad Thursday since college, which is like the idea of if you got Good Friday off of school or work, you just get tore up from the floor up Thursday night, and you got all Friday to think about your sins.
That's right.
So let's see. This it's been rough, and really today's been rough. I was talking all that shit about Tuesdays last week. Monday just came and bitch slapped.
Damn,
me.
Don't it get you, dude? It did.
So before any of that happened, I had a Walmart story.
That's
involving my own dumbass.
Okay.
I called you for... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that would have been... Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Just rang up a fatty tab, which I knew I was going to because, like, I kind of depleted some essentials. I made a list. I did a really good job of sticking to the list. I usually make lists up for everything, especially groceries, and I just never remember to bring them. And if I bring them, I just don't look at them and end up forgetting everything. So... made my list, checked it twice, added some naughties to that list, and some nice. But so it ended up being like $300, and I don't believe in the self-checkout anymore. If I'm in Walmart, it's like, you're ringing this shit up. I don't want to deal with it. So
you like the service.
I want the service.
You want the service.
And I had a little sweetheart. She was a nice little cashier.
Nice.
And so anyway, she's ringing me up. I get halfway through, do the old pat for the wallet because I got to have that debit card ready to roll, even though I got like 5 more minutes till showtime. And just have that immediate panic of when you fill your pockets and one of the key items are missing. I usually do like the wallet, keys, cell phone. So I just do a pop, pop, pop. And the first pop I did not have.
Didn't have the first pop, dude. Didn't
and
even get
so
the two or three.
And so I'm like sitting there and it's like, it's halfway done. It's up at like... ringing up at 167. I'm like, all right, what are my options? Okay. And I knew from previous experience that Walmart does not do Apple Pay. If they did, it's a non-issue. So then I happened to see on the...
it's almost like Meijer's better.
On the car. No comment. So they say, download the Walmart app, da-da-da-da-da. So I download the Walmart app, like, in real time, and I'm just, like, sweating bullets, trying not to let this gal see me break. And I'm like, oh, God, hurry up and download. Now it's up to, like, $225, $230. Like, just sweat pouring down. I got people rolling their eyes behind me. You know how it is, too, man. Like, if you're behind somebody ringing, you're like, all right, moving on.
Yeah, come
you,
on.
And you don't want to hold up traffic, yeah. At least if you're me.
But other people don't have that gene, dude.
Yeah, and I'm just like, shit. Oh, God. I'm stepping out of line socially. Here.
Yeah.
So it downloads. I'm like, all right, sweet. So then I'm like, all right, go to my account, go to my wallet, set up all that bullshit. It says to add your card or you could link up your PayPal. I said, sweet, PayPal. And I had to reinstall that because you're like, you know, if you don't use an app for a while, like you got to reinstall it. I'm like, God dang it. So then I linked that up. Perfect. So now I'm like, boom, she's ringing it up. I literally nervously chuckle, thinking that I had it all figured out. I say to her, I fill her in on what I go, just so you know, I swear to God,
that is great.
I go, just so you know, I about had a panic attack, but luckily, I'm a smart man. All right, I'm a smart man, and I figured out a way to beat the system. So, and I turn around to the guy behind me, sir, you need not worry. Everything is all systems are
go. I got
go.
It figured out, guys.
And she's like, oh, yeah, dude gives me a high five. Chick, he turns around to the chick behind him. Hey, did you hear what this guy just did? He's got it figured out. And so I'm trying to get it to, like, you have to scan this QR code on the receipt. And I, like, pull up the scan. It's not, it's saying, you need a card for this. PayPal's not, and I'm like, then the sweat just starts. The look of panic fills my face again. The look of pride just is melted away from the guy behind me. He's starting to realize the jig is up and I'm a goddamn fraud. And so then I'm like, then I'm sitting there like doing gymnastics, like, what is my number? What is my card number? I'm just drawing a blank. I'm like sitting there like, God dang it. And so then I go, ma'am, there seems to have been a hiccup. Turns out I'm not as savvy as I thought I was. Let me, because I'm thoughtful and respect. There was almost no time wasted. I knew that I was in the wrong. I go, is there any way I could step aside? And then you could get these guys taken care of so I'm not holding up the line. So I at least got that. She's like, yeah, we'll just void this out. You figure it out. We'll just scan it. So I'm off to the side and I'm like going through my phone. Like I've got saved. I've got like my card is saved. Right. So I'm like looking through Apple Wallet. Like what is my card number? And it's only showing me like the last four numbers. And then I get on my Chase Bank app and I'm sitting there like, what? There has got to be a way. There has to be a way that I can do this. And I couldn't. And I even called my tech support over here. I go, hey, here's the situation.
And my answer was, yeah, dude, just put your card number in there and it'll work.
Like, there was a time when I did have my debit card number memorized.
It's useful.
I just don't now. And I did your pro tip of putting it in mm-hmm. the notes and locking it. But I was like, all right, so here's the scoop, lady. Can you literally tuck this cart to customer service? Can I run home, get my wallet? A lesser man would have thrown in the towel right then and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I agree.
And honestly, on the right day, I would have just abandoned ship. I don't know you. I don't owe you.
I want to know the kind of anger flowing through you.
Self-anger.
Self-anger, yeah. But just the amount of anger.
So I wasn't angry at myself. I was just disappointed. I didn't talk to myself the whole car ride home. What really did it was like, I got all these groceries. I need them. And I just spent like an hour getting them. I don't want to abandon ship and then just restart over. And I just weighed the pros and the cons. I also hate backtracking.
Right.
I'm a front tracker, dude. I will painfully go out of my way to not backtrack to where it would have been easier if I would have just backtracked. But I've got something in my brain. I can't backtrack. So I'm like, shit, it's like a 12-minute round trip. I asked her to give me 15. She's like, you're fine. Run, do it. Wallet it. I knew exactly where it was. I keep it in the same spot. I just didn't grab it and come back and it's in customer service. So
dude, look at the service you got for taking that. Look at what you set up for yourself.
So it was, and so they just had the receipt. It was like voided out for a second. I thought about being a little naughty boy and just walking out and flashing that. But that's $300. I don't know what the laws are, but that was a fat tab to be doing that. So I was like, yeah, let's not do that. Let's behave since they were so good to me. And so I try to take.
And you're high profile at that point.
I'm high profile.
You're in it at that point. They could point you out of a lineup.
I'm in it. So she even said, what's your name? I said, Adam Cantrell. Remember this face.
Yeah. You gave him your name and that
face. I said, I will be back.
Basically gave him a Polaroid of yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Said,
I did. I thought about giving him a collateral, like, here's my apartment. But then I would have got it. Then I'd have got to my apartment and
not had your key.
Hosed.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I almost did. But anyway, so they wouldn't let me check back out at the customer service. They go, just take it to a register to check out. And so there was one that was empty. So she goes and she scans it. Then it's got to load in. And there was like another 5 minutes. She scanned it one time and it was just like.
Just loaded.
I told her the situation. She's like, oh, and you know.
Probably, that probably happens.
Well, and then.
Every day.
Then she's like, damn. She goes, how much stuff did you get? And I was like, all right, bitch.
You were fucking cool.
Yeah, you were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a little bit of a rare day.
Yeah.
But all worked out well. I impulse bought a bunch of cream that I thought I was going to have to drink on the ride home. But it everything made it. So that was my Saturday. So that was okay. I didn't do shit yesterday, Sunday. I didn't do a damn thing. I was a lazy boy. But then today, so I took my... I took my laptop home, my work laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got a free weekend. I said, I'll get some stuff done.
Right.
I'll catch up on some things. You know, the days get away from me at work because I'm such a very busy,
maybe try to
very
set yourself
guy.
Up for success. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Just, you know.
I got your vibe.
Didn't open that thing once, which that
no
happens.
Surprise.
No harm done. Get into work today. I have a couple people I needed to train for a function of the job. And they're by my desk. I'm like, all right, gang, gather around. I've done this a million times. I've got like a script in my head that I do. Here's the paperwork. Da, 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 da. I go to reach for my mouse. I go, all right, who's messing with my mouse? Who took my mouse? And then I look. I go, where's my laptop? Damn it. I left my laptop at home. I'm like over a half hour because I moved. If I wouldn't have moved, I'm only 5 minutes up the road, but I just moved.
Yeah.
I'm on the other end of Cincinnati. It's over an hour round trip to come back. So I like literally had to call my boss, like, God damn, you stupid thing. And he's like, all right, you dumbass. So go get that. That's fine. No big deal. Get home today. All right. Yesterday was a blur.
I have no idea where this is going yet.
Okay, yesterday was a blur. I did meal prepping. All right. Okay. Yesterday.
Okay.
And one of the best meal I prep, bro. You ready for Adam Cantrell meal prep?
Yeah.
Set that oven for 250 degrees Fahrenheit. This is good. When you're back to being fat, let me know. Put a wax sheet of paper on a cookie tray, line that bitch with Ritz crackers. Grab a bunch of Reese thin cups. Okay. I got dark chocolate. I got milk chocolate. I got white. Put them bitches upside down. Throw them in the oven for like 4 minutes, dude. If that. When you pull them out, they're wiggly and jiggly. Throw a rich cracker on top. Throw that sheet in the fridge for about 30 minutes. Come talk to me. That was the meal prepping I did yesterday.
Is this an original or did you get this idea somewhere?
I got this idea from somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, but I made it my own.
Okay. Because I was like, that seems like a classic.
Dude, it's butter.
Adam Cantrell sitting there being like, what do I got? And what can I do?
Yeah, it is very much in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It's salty. It's buttery. It's chocolatey. It's peanut butter. It's boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
So made a ton of them. I mean, made a god-awful... I bought two family size boxes of Ritz and like three bags of Reese's, and I just kept them flowing batch after batch after batch. I come home, I get today, fast forward back to today, all that stuff had happened. I come home, my routine, I come home, get Wimpy. Hey, buddy, what's up? He gets all hyped to see me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's our hype time. He knows what's up. We're going to go squeeze one off. So I go, I make my little energy. I make this energy drink. I down real quick, little stir up thing. And we hit the road, hike down to this park down the road. He poops. They got a trash can there. That's why I like walking there. I bag it, tag it. I give him the brush down. I just brush him down for like 5 minutes, pet him. He rolls around. We come back and I'm like, damn. I go, my apartment is hot. I go, does it kind of smell like gas in here? I said, or am I just tripping?
Jeez.
And I go, I just kind of just bat it off. And I go, I get naked. I get him food. I draw the bath. And I'm like, I better check on that. Dude, I had that oven was on over 24 hours.
Jesus.
It's a gas oven.
And just a slow burn.
Just roasted my little brain cells overnight.
Yeah.
The house was sealed up. Except for the window in the kitchen, thankfully. But I opened all them bitches up. I was like, damn,
Jesus
dude.
Christ,
yeah, dude.
Bro.
All gas was on for over 24
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, just creating a fucking bomb.
It was crazy. Luckily, it was only like 250 degrees. So there's not that
I don't know that that is any better.
But isn't that crazy, dude?
That is crazy.
That is crazy. And like I had woke
that
up.
That is literally just some shit I would never, ever do.
Dude, welcome to my struggle. Okay. Woke up, didn't smell nothing, went to work, came back to grab my laptop, took a poop while I was there.
Look at some bitch didn't melt.
Fed Wimpy a little treat. If I would have had it any more than that, it probably would have.
Jesus.
Go back to work, come back to grab Wimpy to take him out. Still don't notice. It's not until I bring him back after our walk. But then as soon as I walked in, I go, damn. Smells like gas. And I'm used to my apartment being hot because the landlord still has the boilers on.
Yeah.
So the radiator's still pumping. And it's been in Ohio, so it's 70 degrees today. But yesterday was like 30 degrees. And you never know. So I don't fault them for that. So I just thought it was hot. And I go, man, it kind of smells like gas. And I even said, certainly I would not have done that. But I did.
Yes,
dude.
You did.
So it's been a rough Monday. I'm scared to death to see what the hell Tuesday is going to bring to me.
And just fucking, I don't know the cost. I wonder what that costs you just to run your oven on 250 for that.
Don't know. I'm hoping not.
I have no idea.
Because that was my first thought was, oh.
I don't think it's going to be like
bill,
anything nuts.
It
but
shouldn't
like,
be.
What if it's like. Like, what if it's like 50
But
bucks?
What sucks is I was trying to face fuck some nuggets before I came here. And I was going to put them in the oven, but I was like, oh, you just turned that off after having it on. So I air fried them, but, you know.
Probably better results anyway.
Mm-hmm. And quicker.
Dude, that's genuinely nuts.
Yeah, janked up. So then I was just hot.
Yeah.
My blood's running hot.
Yeah.
And it's all at myself. I got
right.
Nobody's fault but mine. Bow, 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 bow. Nobody's fault but mine, dude.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Fair impromptu. So then I got to thinking about things that just pissed me off. You made a comment about me getting fired up.
Yeah.
I'm sure this list will grow. But here's a couple.
I feel like as you get older, just also that list will grow. It's going to increase over time.
I just got three of them that just were at the top of my list from this weekend was apps that don't save your goddamn card. So like 95% of my apps, I could just, it'll scan my face and preload my card that is saved to my phone. Walmart and like, there's like one other app I can't think of. It doesn't do that. It's like, dude, just do it. Like I've got the phone, scan my face. You just cost me shame. You brought great shame upon me. I brought shame upon myself. Just make the app more user-friendly. Or just accept Apple Pay in the year 2024.
That's the real problem. Just everywhere needs to just accept all these different ways.
I'm telling you, Cash App, all of it. It's 2024. Come on. So that's number one, just apps that don't use my phone's saved data. Okay, it's my data. I'll leak it if I want it. Okay, I don't care about money. I don't care about things. I care about convenience, and I care about saving face in line at a grocery store.
That's right.
Okay. Number two. This is another thing that pissed me off. On my way back home, I thought I was going to take a hot route. I turned down the streets Brotherton, which is near me. Okay. So I see Brotherton. I go, bet. Take a left. Get hit with a no outlet sign.
Damn.
Okay. Streets that get cut off. Yeah. Just make a new street name. Just call it a new. That is not Brotherton. Brotherton's on that side of that ditch. Why are there? I'm getting hot under the collar.
Just build a bridge, baby.
Dude, it's like just there's so many streets that are like
there
that.
There is a lot of streets
where it's like
that.
Dude, just why are Connect you obsessed it. With keeping it this street? I wonder if like
probably
years
home
ago,
values, dude.
There was probably like some weird zoning shit. There ain't no houses back there, dude. It's a junk lot. There's nothing back there, and so it's like just make this a different cul-de-sac. Make it Brotherton cul-de-sac, Brotherton something. So I'm
that's
like,
where you got him.
I'm like, God dang it! Now I just told that gal I'd be back in 15 minutes. Now it's going to be 16 and a half.
You got to hold them promises to that customer service.
I know.
Look at you. All now right. You had two social faults in the span of 30 minutes.
I wish two things. I wish I had a cowboy hat, and I wish I had a pair of glasses to look over the brim of them. The third thing that aggravates me, and there's nothing in particular. I just started making a list of things that aggravate me. Had just those two things on it. I was like, you know what else pisses me off while I'm on a roll? Is when you ask somebody how they're doing, and they say, well.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like,
bro, I'm with you, dude.
Quit putting on airs. Quit. Especially, I'll let it slide. But if you ask me how I'm doing, and I say, I'm doing good. How are you? And you say, well.
Yeah, dude.
You try to trump my good with a well? Who do you think you are, dude?
Tell you what.
Who do you
I
think,
agree with you, dude.
Who do you think you are, bro?
That is, that, yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, come on. You ain't fooling
you
nobody.
You ain't fooling me. You ain't hoity-toity, boy.
And you know who you are.
You know who you are. You think you're being correct and proper.
Yeah, no.
You're being a jackass.
No.
Is what you're being.
Dweebs. Okay.
Dweebs, bro.
So
that's a good one.
That pisses
like
me
it.
Off, dude.
I like
and
it.
I'll let it slide. Because one thing I don't like about myself, and I don't know what started it, but it's within the same vein, but I do mean it sincerely. Like, I don't mean to say it, but I am a pardon me instead of excuse me.
Huh.
Is that weird?
That
I don't know where that's come from, but it's been years now. Where I'm like, pardon me. I'm a pardon me.
You are. When you said it right there, when you first said it, I was like, is he a pardon me?
Pardon me.
The way you say it,
maybe like not you guys, but like if I'm out in the wild,
I've heard you do it.
I go, pardon me.
The way you do it, the way your tone makes it okay.
Yeah, no, and I
don't. Because you're not doing it as a uppity in an uppity way.
Don't know where it came from. Family never used it. Friends don't use it. I'm just a pardon me guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely a like a excuse me, sorry, and then the the classic Midwestern I do that. I'll catch myself doing that.
The ope is like if you like poured me like it's like excuse me, it's like I almost hit you
this guy,
or my belly drug across the back of your chair at the buffet when I was trying to get back to my school.
Yeah, it's like an unintended consequence of my actions.
Yeah, yeah, it's
that I did that. I may have inconvenienced you, so I'm gonna ope.
Say ope. Yeah, it's definitely got to be in response.
Yeah, it's reactionary.
It's a reactionary thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so the wells on the good. Oh, there was another one.
Yeah, how are you doing? Well.
Yeah, dude. And the pardon me, man, there was a third one that just came to me, but it's neither here nor there. It's just, I tell you, this is a fun one. Okay. So a GIF, a generated image file.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a GIFer or a Jiffer?
It is GIF, bro. And I know what the thing, the dude who made it said GIF.
I wish I had them glasses again, dude. I'd be looking down at you. I'm a GIFer. Been a GIFer. Kathy Lee GIFer. All right. But yeah, it does make sense. Because my argument was I give somebody a gift, not a GIF, at Christmas time, right?
Right.
But then I get the fact that it's short for generated image file.
Yep.
It's a GIF.
Yeah.
It's not a generated image. So I get that. And the dude that created it says, yeah, it's GIF. I used to make fun of people. It's in the same wheelhouse as Chipotle.
Yeah.
Instead of Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
where I'll let it slide, but I make a little note. But yeah, the dude that created it, says, yeah, it's pronounced Jeff, and then he died. He's like, well, yeah, it's Jeff.
It's Jeff.
But he did die, and that dude, I can't remember if I told you this fun fact or not, from Milford, Ohio.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So where do you stand on it? Where are you at?
So I'm still GIF. I'm still GIF. But I was lost for a month or two after hearing that, and I started saying Jeff, but it's just years of me like associating that.
So it's funny because like it's the exact opposite. You're kind of taking a reverse logical statement on that versus the well, because well's like, oh, I'm doing well. That's the real way to do it. It's GIF, whatever. Here's how I see it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Everybody says GIF. That's how it is. Society decides what the word is.
Yeah.
Right. If we all don't decide that this is called a microphone, and we all start calling it something else. You got to call it whatever everybody's calling it, right?
Bro, do you remember Prindle?
Dude, wait a second.
It's a book we had to read in like first or second grade.
What?
Prindle is just a word for pen. The book is about these kids. Yeah.
Familiar. But, he's got the childhood memory.
So,
dude.
Yeah, it was about, I remember being a good book. Like, it's a kid's book. It's very much a young kid's book.
Yeah.
But yeah, this
I have a vague memory of that.
It. And so, like, in the story, it like got added to the dictionary, and people be like, hand me that Prindle. And it was a pen. I don't know if Prindle's right. Prindle, something like that. I think it started out, I don't remember the specifics, but I think it started out as like, oh, we're going to make this a joke. But then it was just adopted. It's kind of like what you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes. Like the only way something becomes a word is everybody has to agree on it.
Dude, all words are freaking made
up.
Yeah,
dude, that's right.
Words are nuts. It's my hot take of the day.
You say a word long enough over and over and over, it's going to lose all meaning and sense of anything. You're going to have no clue. Like, it's going to get weird. You start
I'm tripping out where I'm putting this.
I know, dude. It's
got the damn lean going on. I need to put a bicycle mirror right there so I can see.
We just both in a rear view.
Yeah.
Talking about you getting all that food, I got one. So Saturday, I made bratwurst, right? So huge fan of Carly's Bratwurst out of Bucyrus, Ohio. Give them a shout out because that stuff is good.
It's good, man. That's a cool little place too. Like,
yeah,
they've got good deli salads. Like,
so I was just saying, I've never eaten there, and I need
good.
To at some
oh,
point.
Good.
Yeah.
It's
so
good.
It's just this little tiny shop. It's like German, obviously, bratwurst. It looks like that, and it's like a little meat market, grocery store slash. They'll serve you some food. But they sell some really good stuff. But so I'm grilling their bratwurst, and can't say really where this came from, but I grossed Marissa out kind of with it. I was like, what if there was like a Cincinnati style bratwurst, right? Because that's how it came up. We were talking about that nobody really does like a Swiss and rye bratwurst around, and like that's the only place I've ever heard of it. But I was like, what if somebody did one where you put skyline in the bratwurst, right? And then you could even get even crazier. I know they do conies, but if you wanted to do like the ultimate Cincy bratwurst, it's not even bratwurst at that point, but Geta. With somehow like this, with a little bit of that chili in there.
Geta
in
pretty
that.
Much is bratwurst minus the casing.
It's sausage with rolled oats, I think.
It's like all the unused parts.
Yeah, it was like a Depression era food. But I was like, let's get some. I was like, you could, and that would probably be good.
That grossed you out.
Yeah, well, because the Skyline aspect of it.
A lot of people hate on that, and it's not even that Skyline's the best in the world, right? But like, dude, it's good.
I'm thinking if you could infuse that with like a little bit of that Skyline seasoning in there, bro, you're cooking with gas. Dude.
So there's a dude, and pardon me because I don't remember his name. Ernie showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's called, it's called like Willet Sausage or Can It Sausage.
Huh.
And it's exactly what you think. This dude has got a sausage grinder and casing, and he just makes sausages, cooks them out. Tries them if they're edible. Sometimes he makes wild shit like broken glass. Like obviously he's not gonna eat that. But like shit like you're talking about. Like what was one? Oh, dude. What are they? Manicottis. Stuffed manicottis. Oh, yeah. The rolled shells.
Manicotti, dude.
Dude, he made that, and I'm like, damn, I bet that is good, man. I bet that's really good. Like Willet Sausage or Can It Sausage but interesting content. I mean, if you're Dude's got his own little niche lane.
And speaking of sausages, dude. So last week talking about the booger wall, I got to thinking about just like the men's restroom, right? And I thought about something that I had wrong, that I didn't understand what was happening at the time, right? So I remember being a little kid, and we'll see what you remember about this, but I remember being a little kid, and sometimes you'd go in to take a piss, and there'd be just some older dude standing there pissing, and he would just be shaking that thing, dude, after he pisses.
I don't remember that.
And would just like, and I'd think to myself, why are they like just shaking it so much? Like, and because I'm thinking as a kid, like, this thing cuts itself off, right? Yeah. And so, like, that was always something when I was a little kid. I was like, dude's just being there shaking it. Fast forward to now, I'm what, almost 35? I now get it, bro. Because as a now man, if I don't shake it, I'm going to piss in my pants,
really?
Bro. Yes, dude. And
really?
Yes. Not like a fat amount. Imagine if I would take this straw.
Like you got one in the chamber.
Yeah, and I would put my finger over it, bro, and then I let that go.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I will dribble in my britches,
bro. I think my problem is my hog's not very big, dude, so there's not much of a change. I just kind of flick the bean. I just flick it. So when that happens to me, is the only time that happens to me is if there's some sort of constriction, like if I'm driving, dude, the piss bottle, if I am driving and like stuck in traffic and I pull that Gatorade bottle out and I piss it, even if I think I am all in there, and I've even gone to great lengths to try to ensure that as soon as I pull it up and it flips up,
even happened to me as a young blood. Like, yeah. I'm 18 years old. I got to take a car piss. Yeah. I still have that stream that shoots out.
Well, you're having that in the bathroom standing up?
Yeah, bro. If I do not give it a shake, I'll give you a straw's worth right in the bridge.
I just got that tiny little boy penis still, dude. Damn, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't got none left in that. I have never shook it. I don't even flick it.
You're lucky, dude. I've
never had to shake it. It all comes out.
Yeah, so.
Your faculties are not 100% period, dude.
Bro, well then why is that a thing? Why do dudes shake it? I can't be the only one that has succumbed to having to shake it to get that last little drop out.
Here's what's
wild,
dude. I don't remember dude shaking it. I just thought it was just like the little stupid banter. If you shake it more than three times, you're playing with us.
See, so somebody's got to let us know where we're at.
I don't know, dude.
Somebody's got
to
let us know.
How many dudes are out there shaking
it? Be honest with us.
And it's for business, not for pleasure.
Yeah, for business. Be honest with us.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see that. And to our three listeners out there, are you shaking? Also, let's see those hashtag booger walls. Send them in. Tag us in Instagram. They're out there in the wild. I thought about snagging a pic of the one I was talking about. If you see them out in the wild, take a picture. Copy us on Instagram.
The Grease Trap Podcast.
Yeah, the Grease Trap Podcast. Let's see those hashtag booger walls.
But yeah, yeah, that's no joke, dude.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and like where I also got to be careful that, like, so I play a lot of disc golf, right? I'll be out in the woods, and especially if it's like during a tournament or something, you're not really allowed to piss, but you can get away with it. But you're trying to be respectful, you know, and be quick and out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
And so like you try to do it quick, and then you forget about the shake, and then you put your shit back in your pants, turn around, all of a sudden you just drip all over your shit, bro.
So here's the thing. I have had some dribble from time, but it's not an every time thing. And it's usually if I try to put it back in before I'm done. I think I just know when I'm done peeing.
It's not like I don't just take another piss.
I'm telling you, you just got leaky holes. We already know the truth about your butthole, which will be revealed to the audience in due time.
In due time.
But you've got the least control of your asshole than out of any other grown man that I know. Your asshole barks the orders, dude. Like,
it tells me what to do.
Yeah,
tells
I don't play that, dude. I've showed my ass just tough love, okay? And I can rely on that son of a bitch. I mean, that thing's got my back.
I just need someone out there to tell me the truth that they're dribbling in their britches as well.
I want to know, too. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
And then that got me thinking is like another one that is misunderstood and maybe I'll come around to as I get even older, but the piss grunters, dude, the dudes that stand at the urinal. Now tell me you don't know about them.
A grunt.
You're a grunter.
I'm a noise. I'm a noise maker.
Okay.
Just, that was one thing that hit me, and it's not. If those grunters are like me, it's not they're grunting to piss. They just happen to pissing is one of the times that they grunt. I make the older I get, dude, I'll make these little noises, these little moans. I literally, non-ironically, because there's nobody around, and involuntarily, I will have like herbal essence commercial moment. Like when I rinse, especially like when I scrub my scalp. And I rinse it off, and I feel the funk. Just I'll go, oh, like, and I, dude, I'm not joking. But I make no getting up. Ooh, sitting down.
You do. I know that I can testify to that one.
I'll do a. Whew. If I start getting too drunk, I'll just pull an old. Whew, whew.
Like, yeah.
When it hits me, I make noises. So I'm grunting, pissing. I'm grunting, farting. You know, whatever. Standing up, sitting down. You know. Yeah, I just make noises. So I think that's probably what's going on.
But yeah, but now, do you think that's the majority of the bathroom grunters, dude? Now we're talking pissing here, not taking dumps.
Do you
think the majority of them are just herbal essencing, or do you think
they got an underlying condition?
Like, because it seems to be older people, man. Like,
you got to think my demographic is it might be something else going on. But like my bathroom is like a warehouse. Not only are they middle-aged dudes, but they're just some blue collar.
Yeah, and well, I'm not. Dudes. I didn't.
That literally their diet is Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So they don't even piss out kidney stone. They just piss out just
rocks.
Cylinders.
Yeah, just rocks.
Just concrete. Yeah.
Look like somebody aerated their dick. Straight up, just lime green. Yeah, and I didn't go to like a bathroom recently and just take a survey. Like, I'm just thinking about my lifetime.
Just stand with a clipboard in a bathroom.
Sir, was that a grunt?
Excuse me, sir.
Sir,
just got one of those little counter things. That's funny.
You got any dribble in there?
Oh, the yeah. Like, yeah, there's a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. If you need some, I got you.
Yeah, I got a little bit in there, dude.
Oh man, I thought for sure I was gonna have you agreeing with me, like, yeah, dude, I got some dribble, but no,
I don't. You got me second guess. Don't touch that. You got me second guessing myself now, bro. I've got no room to move around on this table. It's so small, and I'm just getting bigger. that's one thing I don't like about this table is I keep getting bigger and it keeps staying the same size. I just lean back here to put my elbow on something. I don't know.
There's
nothing
there.
I got
nothing. This is an incredibly. We're working with every square inch we got.
We're
here.
We're tight. Oh man.
The huge budget studio we got.
What else is on your mind, man? What any other things you want to nitpick at me about?
No, I did just think Hopefully Boeing didn't listen to the first episode, dude. I'm going to be on planes, dude. I wonder if they put a hit out for me.
I guess dude was like, if I die, I don't commit suicide. Like I didn't suicide myself, which that would be one funny last prank.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to be like, Dalton, just so you know,
I would never do this.
If I die, I did not kill myself. And then
I just had to hunt the rest of my life now.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, if I die on a plane, they did it.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't get me.
But yeah, dude. I'll tell you another thing, speaking of Mountain Dews.
Yeah, okay.
Toe cramps, dude.
Toe cramps.
The only reason that I bring this up is because I'm still, this weekend was a whirlwind of toe cramps. They'll come and go every now and then. But, like, I've got the lingering effects, like, still in my foot. How often is that happening to you? Because I've talked to people that have never got
toe cramps. So, much like the previous, I have never had a toe cramp.
Really?
Now, what I will get is just, like, my hamstring, bro. I have had that to where I'll be on the couch and, like, stretch or something.
Charlie horse?
And, dude, the Charlie horse, it will light me up, dude. And I will feel that for days and it hurts, dude.
You ready for a crazy one that sounds like I'm making it up, but I promise you I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had a traditional Charlie horse.
Dude, it is.
I've never had a hamstring.
You can't think of what, when it comes on and it's happening, you can't think of anything else other than that, dude. It is nuts. It feels like your muscle's going to snap.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah. I've heard people talk about it. Never had it happen to me. I've had calf cramps, which will like wake me up in the middle of the night. Like my leg will come up, and
that's a Charlie horse just in your calf.
In my calf.
Yeah.
Okay. So
is a Charlie horse only for your hamstring?
I thought so, but I don't.
Yeah, that would be. I would consider that a Charlie horse.
Hey, why don't you let us know?
Let us know.
But yeah, toe cramps, dude. And my mom would get them growing up. I get them, and people think I'm nuts, but. Like when
you got them thick hammer toes,
bro,
though, bro.
Toes.
Too many muscles in those things.
I'd be out there feet 5'4".
You feet 5'4". Those toes are too muscular, bro. That's why they got cramps.
I'm picking up things left and right in my apartment, just sprawling them things. I can dip my toes. I can spread them like, hey, he's seen it.
Hey, this man's dipped his toes in my drink. What kind of man does that?
Turn that. Iced tea to a sweet tea,
dude. They're full on weapons.
I will, dude. I'll feel them coming on. I'm like, God damn it, dude. And I'll be like,
quit lifting weights with them,
dude. And I'm telling you, it hits me at the most inopportune moments, man. I've been in the throes of passion, just fighting off toe. I've been in the throes of self passion, fighting off toe cramps, bro. You just gotta persevere, dog.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, I've never had a toe cramp, dude.
They're as far as cramps go, they're very manageable, and they're at a point now where I just like, no. And what's crazy is like your toe will just like, just come like it looks like you're the Arthur Fonzarelli.
Makes sense. Happy days. But yeah, dude, the Charlie horse and the cat or the hamstring, very familiar with those. I don't know if this is true at all, but my mom's remedy was always if it happened to me, like when I played baseball as a kid, it would happen to me a lot, like probably sweating a bunch, like being dehydrated most likely. She'd be like, gotta eat some bananas. That's what'll fix it.
Yeah, electrolytes. I heard that like kiwis are really what you want to eat.
For potassium and stuff like that. I know bananas aren't like the smartest one. I know like sweet potatoes, I think, are like a really good source.
Just eat that raw. Just have sweet potato.
After a baseball game, just hop in the cooler and eat a sweet potato.
My dad would always tell me to polish off a Gatorade. Growing up, we would just have Gatorades and stuff.
Dude, you guys always did have the
beverages.
You had the fridge out in the garage
Do you remember Mondo's?
Dude, loved them.
Yeah, man.
Loved all that. I
put that there for a reason.
You always had the fridge.
Squeeze-Its, Capri Suns, man. I still got that going on.
I feel like you always had Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Pop, dude. What's crazy is the amount of pop.
Always.
Speaking of kidney stones, Mountain Dews, and toe cramps, dude.
Yeah.
And middle-aged men that grunt while they pee. The amount of pop I drank growing up.
Dude, you guys had it on tap.
Well, it's crazy, dude. Like, I would drink... Whether it's at my house or like just like
I all, had it. It's not all, like I didn't have
all
it
nighters at like Jake's house, dude. Like we're just polishing. They had cases of live
wire, Coca-Cola live wire, and them Loft House cookies, bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean, it blows my mind. I really, other than the DPZ, that Zero Sugar, really, Dr. Pepper Zero, Coke Zero, about the only two pops that I'll regularly drink. And I didn't even start getting into that until like the pandemic. But like other than that, I've been like a waterman and stuff. But it just, I very much used to be just a soda pop boy.
Yeah, I remember you having
which
it on lock.
Crazy,
dude.
Like I'm talking, I would be nothing for me to crush like 10 Mountain Dews in one night, which is insane. The amount of sugar,
bro.
In
that's
it.
Just part of being America, bro.
That's insane, dude. No child it. Should be drinking that much Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is. I haven't even touched a Mountain Dew, and I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I like it. Who am I? I think I'm better than that. I like it, dude.
I think Mountain Dew's gross now.
It's not that I'm drinking it, but I like it.
I used to love that shit. I used to rinse my mouth out with it.
I don't know how we
toe cramps.
Oh yeah, because you're just talking about you had it in the fridge,
swigging DPZ, and I think I'm getting, dude. This pains me to say, I think I might be getting early onset cavity action, dude.
How you determine that?
Breaking news.
I love it. Here we go.
I'm 34 years old, and I made it 34 years on this earth without even a hint of a cavity. I've been literally complimented by several dentists on my teeth. Seriously, my dentist at Marion told me I have bulletproof teeth, and I don't even know what that means.
You got certificates. I never seen them hanging in your apartment of your accolades from your local dentist.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. And even these new ones, because they even comment on my floss game is on point. They like give me tips. And then they'll see me the next time, but oh, I see you've been following our instruction. But like I got a wild little tooth back here. Okay. Every now and then when I'm flossing, it gets a little iffy, but it has been super, super sensitive to cold. Like, I don't know if that means something, or maybe the enamel is getting wore out, but like today I bit into a strawberry, and you know, you got like your chewing side.
Sure.
This incisor looks like a piece of buttered corn. It's about as yellow as that cup. But other than that, this is my chewing side, bite and chew on this side. And just had a cold strawberry, dude. It lit me up. When I drink water, like cold water from my jug, it hits me up. And like, dude, so much so that like when it hits me, like I kind of like
so
freeze up a little bit.
So I don't have any cavities.
Have you? You never have?
No, but I've had times, it's not happening to me currently, but I've had times where I have a tooth that's like that, where it's like sensitive to cold or whatever for the time being. Like you drink water and it lights you up, but it like went away.
I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah. Before. So I don't know. I would still say go to the dentist.
I'm just sucking down zero sugars. And like, that's what Ernie said. She goes, it's all them DPZs finally getting you. And I'm like, well, it's zero sugar, but does it still affect your teeth?
Bro, I ain't a dentist. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not worried about it.
Carbonations.
Just go to the dentist, bro, and figure it out.
I got a dentist appointment.
What are you going to do if they tell you,
April
30th. Son, now listen to me. Sit down for this. Here's what happened. You've been drinking too many DPZs, man.
No.
What are you going to do?
If they tell me I got a cavity, dude, I'll weep. I have taken the
illusion of the bulletproof teeth will be gone.
I have taken great pride in my dental hygiene. You can attest over the years. I'm very particular about how my mouth smells. Mm-hmm. I might even overbrush. That might be just overbrushing on the enamel with the enamel or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just years of that.
I told you not use the Brillo pad, but you won't listen.
Listerine every night. I'm only flossing once a day, and it's at night. That's the only time I floss.
I'm usually a twice-a-day flosser.
I use the dentist sticks because I'm not trying to.
I use the sticks, dude. No.
Gross, man, and they just break on you. Or I've just got the circulation cut off.
I'm a stick. I use the sticks.
Shoving that back in there.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't even know where these fingers have been.
I have a bag of those floss sticks in like every room of this house, dude.
Everywhere. They're great. Love them. Sometimes at work, I got an emergency stash on my desk drawer because if I hit them wings up at work, dude, I'll floss out at work, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm like twice a day on the floss, but
still haven't got that tongue scraper, man. You've only been telling me about that for a decade.
Dude,
now.
It's a game changer, dude. I love
that
thing. I mean, it's literally been like a decade.
Because that's my worst thing. When I wake up, the film on my tongue is just atrocious.
It helps, dude.
I just wake up with dry mouth so bad. It's like I just wake up with pancake batter in my mouth. I can spit out flapjacks in the morning when I'm wimpy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the game. That's part of being alive, dude. Are you really alive if you don't wake up like that?
Some folks would hardly call it living.
Some folks would hardly call it living. Dude, I only got one, and there's not even a lot of stuff about it. I only got one, like, current event for this week, but there was these dudes supposedly with ISIS, and they, shot up and lit a concert hall in Russia on fire. Pretty terrible shit. I think they killed like 130 people, a ton injured, right?
I didn't see how many had finally died.
Those are the rough numbers. But, dude, so obviously they got these four guys. Supposedly, I didn't see the videos or anything, but supposedly they are on video doing this stuff. And Russia got them, four dudes alive, and they wheeled them into the courtroom, dude. And they ain't even trying to hide how much they got these boys. Like, one of them was literally in a wheelchair and missing an eyeball. The other dude, they all look terrible. One of them still has plastic around his neck from where they were choking him out. And
that Russia justice, dude.
Supposedly, Reddit says that they've seen this video and it's real, but both of these things, actually, I didn't watch them, but one of the dudes is missing an ear and they made him eat it. And apparently the last dude got his nuts attached to a car battery and they electrocuted him, dude.
Ooh,
yeah. Dude. So
what kind of a stance were they, just being ISIS?
I don't know the motives. I'm sure it's just being ISIS fuckwads. Like, any ideology you're doing.
That's about the only time I'll stand with Russia.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Good on them.
Any ideology that leads you to, go shoot
there
a place
up
like that,
that's
terrible.
There are some things that we could learn from Russia.
But that one, as long as these people really did do it, which it seems like people have.
Yeah, that's, and you never know, though.
Because they ain't above just pinning it on somebody, yeah. But as long as they're the right dudes, it's hard feeling sympathy for them.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
But I was like, damn, they're actually getting them, dude.
And if they ain't the right dudes, bro, they're just some Ukrainian soldiers.
Well,
I
do know they're trying to tie it back to Ukraine and stuff, but who knows, dude? I really don't know the ins and outs of that. I just the only funny meme I saw about it, dude, it had four pictures of them, and it said the four wheels on my shopping cart, dude. And it just, I was like, oh damn, that's cold.
Well, dude, what if that just, what if that act just deters any future terrorism, random terrorists like that?
Who knows?
That's one country you don't do I wouldn't recommend practicing
yes.
terrorism in any country.
Yeah.
But that's one country I wouldn't even thought twice to do. It's like that in China. I wouldn't do any sort of terrorism in China either, because
yeah.
I feel
fuck
like they
that.
Would they'd get you. Yeah. Them boys would get you.
But yeah, that's my only really. I just thought that.
No,
was
I saw
crazy
it.
That they got
I didn't
him,
know all that. I saw that they were beat up in the courtroom, and I just thought that was from, them getting tackled or detained or what. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they were torturing them. They're just torturing them. Yeah, it's
damn,
crazy.
Dude.
But yeah, I don't know if anybody noticed, but we got some sweet cups up here on the front of the table. I don't know if anybody's seen that or not. Take a table sip, dude.
Or this last little bit is going to turn into a little asthma. A little ASMR. I'm going to take a little sway here. My take a little sway.
You're welcome for that, everybody.
That's a little DPZ, a little Dr. Pepper Zero. Washing it down out of my Waffle House tumbler. Sick merch.
Sick merch, bro.
Waffle House, we're not trying to come off as desperate, but I don't see anybody else repping your.
I don't. We don't see a single other podcast out there repping what you're throwing down.
I've been known to patron a few of your establishments in my day.
Over the years?
Over the years. So you keep doing what you're doing. We see you.
We see you.
Do you see us?
If you ever want a partner, you know where to find us.
This is actually just gravy. This is just sausage gravy in here.
I knew.
Why didn't you fix my cup?
I knew that would happen. The only thing that I'm surprised is that didn't shatter all over the ground. I literally knew that he couldn't handle having stuff in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, I got all this space to work with over here. It's, yeah, shame on me. Shame on me. I feel like the Dixie Chicks with all those wide open spaces over here.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to work. You have it.
Prefer the screen like this. I like to
gaze down.
I like to gaze down like a bird feeding her young when I look down at it. Well, all right, dude, where we at? We got an hour under our belt.
Yeah, I got nothing left for this week. Number three in the books. Don't hesitate to like and subscribe and comment.
Yeah, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify now, which is crazy.
YouTube.
I know that's way easier than people think, and then I probably think, but just the idea that we're on Apple Podcasts makes me all giggly.
Yeah, well, they don't make the forms easy, but we got it figured out. But yeah.
Check us out on Instagram. Share our stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, if you like it, hate it.
I don't know how social media works. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, so. We're new to all this. But that's it, baby.
That's all I got.
Episode 3. See y'all later.
Ooh. A little squeaker. I don't know if the mic picked that up or not.
I see a spike.
Oh, wow.